This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Estrada. Date of birth, September 21st, 1959. Case ID number is 551-2074. Date of exam, June 13, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Valley Day Night Clinic, dated 11/5/2021. Identifying information. This is a 63-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back pain and shoulder/knee pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, employed at this time at McDonald's, working part-time as doing cleanup, which he has been doing for 3 years. He also worked at Burger King for 3 years and worked for Myers for 10 years, where he would load up trucks of merchandise. During the time that he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house by himself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, back pain. Number two, shoulder/knee pain. History of allegations, number one, back pain. The claimant states that on September 24, 2021, he was lifting a bucket of water and also lifting other objects when he felt a sharp stabbing pain in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiated down to both knees and legs. No surgery has been performed. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 45 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assisted devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and walking to the laundry mat. His physician is Dr. Marilyn Asistoris, and he denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. The claimant has been on ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID and baclofen 10 milligrams QD for his pain, which he states does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back sprain strain. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, right shoulder and right knee pain. The claimant states at the same time on September the 24th, 2021, he injured his right shoulder and right knee area. X-rays were performed, and he was diagnosed with right shoulder impingement syndrome and osteoarthritis severe of the right knee. Two steroids injections were placed in his right knee for inflammation. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 45 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He has no assisted devices he uses at this time. He is presently on ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID and baclofen 10 milligrams QD. He states the only other physical activity that he likes to do is walk. His physician, as noted earlier, is Dr. Marilyn Asistoris. Family history. His father died at the age of 83 from cancer and hypertension. His mother also died at the age of 80 from cancer. the claimant does not know what kind of cancer his family had. Medications, ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, baclofen 10 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 10 milligrams QD, and lisinopril 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, right shoulder sprain with impingement syndrome, and lumbar sacral back sprain strain. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 213 pounds, height 5 feet 4.5 inches, BP 158 over 89 mmHg, heart rate 68 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 36. General, this is a 63-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? To the second paragraph, the last sentence, there is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant does have crepitus sensation and signs of osteoarthritis with range of motion. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant did have moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted device at this time. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of degenerative osteoarthritis of the right knee. The claimant does have some difficulty in heel and toe walking, but is able to tandem walk fairly well. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back pain and right knee degenerative joint disease. Probable diagnoses. Number one, back pain secondary to lumbar sacral back sprain strain dash normal physical exam. The claimant appears to be stable. Number two, right shoulder pain secondary to impingement syndrome and right knee pain secondary to degenerative joint disease in the form of osteoarthritis. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Estrada.